You're listening to SBS News.
Imran Khan, who was removed from his office of Prime Minister by a vote of no confidence in April, has been trying to regain power ever since. But on Saturday, tensions escalated after police filed a case against Imran Khan, accusing him of threatening government officials in a public speech. In this speech, Mr. Khan talked about his aide Shahbaz Gill being kidnapped by the Pakistan police. He also alleged Mr. Gill was tortured while in police custody on charges of sedition and inciting mutiny. Mr. Gill had called for enlisted personnel and middle-rank officers to defy orders from the army's higher-ranked officers. Imran Khan said he would take action against police officers and a judge for their alleged treatment of Shahbaz Gill.
Islamabad IG!
You, Islamabad Inspector General, you and your deputy, we will not spare you. We will file a suit against you. And you, Judge, you should also get ready, as we will take action against you. You all should be ashamed.
Police allege Mr. Khan's words are a veiled threat, which could result in a prison term. On Sunday, Imran Khan also accused the government of temporarily blocking YouTube in what he called an attempt to prevent his speech from being heard. The Pakistan Telecommunication Authority did announce a ban on live airings of Imran Khan's speech on Saturday, on the basis that it constituted hate speech. Finally, on Monday, police said they filed terrorism charges against Imran Khan, and he criticized that decision.
I had called to take legal action against them, and the government registered a terrorism case against me. They did the wrong thing in the first place. When we say we will take legal action, they register a case against me and take out a warrant against me. What does this show? That there is no rule of law in our country.
Within hours, scores of supporters of Imran Khan gathered in front of his hilltop mansion in Islamabad. They chanted slogans and vowed to block his arrest. One of his supporters, Lubna Raja, explains why she supports the former prime minister.
It is the public reaction because no military, no agencies, no police, no paramilitary forces, no one can stand against the people of a country. We are the strength of our forces. We are the strength of our law enforcing agencies as well. They cannot stand up against the 220 million people of Pakistan.
Also at the rally was Faisal Javed, a member of the Pakistani Senate and spokesperson from Khan's political party.
Where people have come out, you can see children, they are here, families are here. People who can't even go to the hospital, they have managed to come here. So people of Pakistan have decided that they need a revolution in this country. And it will come. And the destination is not that far now. That the Hakiki Azadi movement is coming to its final destination.
Imran Khan says that the army's image towards the nation has been damaged. He has long spoken against military influence and attributes his fall from power to a plot between the United States and the army. At the time, the opposition mentioned economic mismanagement and inflation as well as a collapse in currency's value as reasons for his removal from office. Analysts say Imran Khan himself also used military influence to reach and keep power in the past, and that he may have been ousted precisely because he lost support from the army. An anti-terrorism law has been used before against politicians in Pakistan, including by Imran Khan himself when he was the leader in charge. Julien Huyer, SBS News.